But that's my own experience. I didn't see that.
It'll put you right out of business, won't it? I don't like
that. They'll bust a system.
Doggone nursery man tried to sell me one, too.
Oh, I wouldn't have one of them things.
I wouldn't either.
I had two on my place here when I moved here, but I killed them.
Do you have that plant that grows wild, grows in patches, I guess? In the winter, it'll have a bright red or bright yellow foliage and a lot of little brown berries up on top of it.
I don't recall.
Maybe it'd be 5, 6, 7 feet tall. Shoemake, summit?
Oh yeah, we have shoemakes. Lots of shoemakes.
Huh?
It's not too many here, but there used to be quite a bit of that stuff.
Is that a tree?
No, they never get maybe high as your shoulders. Uh-huh. It's a root. It's a kind of a scrubby brush.
Uh-huh.
But generally, where it grows, it's pretty good land.
Oh.
Yeah. They'll grow among rocks a lot of times, but you'll see a lot of good grass grow where that grows.
Look for the shoemake, huh?
Yeah. Shoemake land, that's pretty good land.
Uh-huh. Do you have that vine here with three leaves?
You know, that pile of poison ivy,
Yeah?
Yes.
I don't like that. What happens when you get in that?
When do what?
Does that bother you?
Doesn't bother me, but it does bother. I got a daughter that can't get close to it.
Huh, what does she do?
Just breaks right completely all over.
Huh. Well, I get by it. I just itch. Boy.
And she, another thing, she's allergic to quinine.
Huh. That's a pity.
But she's going to college at Tahlequah. I guess the doctor gave her quinine when she was a little baby.
Mm-hmm.
She's about 52 years old now. And it broke her out, and he said, just keep giving it. Well, we take her to another doctor, and she's a solid sore all over.
Oh, dear.
And he said, you better not do that. So if we went in and give it, I believe we killed her.
Isn't it annoying when you have a doctor who will miss a diagnosis?
Well, he just misdiagnosed it somewhere, I don't know what, but anyway, he was wrong.
Yeah.
Well, all she done there in Tahlequah was she was getting her lessons, and she wrote a letter on the desk with another girl that filled up some capsule of quinine. And she called me and said, Dad, come and get me. She said, I've got to come home. Said, out there, quinine poison.
Huh.
And you couldn't tell who she was. You couldn't recognize her. It took her 4 or 5 days to get over. She missed school a week.
I'm going to have some allergy tests this fall.
Are you?
I'm going to have them done locally instead of one of these clinics. So instead of $200, it'll be about $15.
Yeah, well, that's a better deal.
But I don't know. I'm tired of being sick. My nose gets all runny and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I can't work as much as I'd like to. Mm-hmm. That's just foolishness. If they can cure it, why, I'm going to let them.
I don't blame you. That's one thing. It's your knowing.
I know when I was a boy, anything like that was considered sissy.
Yeah,
just
but
didn't
it's nothing to that. No, that's something you can't help, regardless of what you think.
Yeah, I'm going to go see him. But man, I talked to my local doctor. I was sick about 3 weeks ago. I had some food poisoning in my busy summer.
Yeah?
And I was in bed for 4 days.
Just
had a barrel of snakes in my stomach. But I talked to him about it then. He said, it's a good thing to do, but wait until the first frost has passed. Because all the pollens that are in the air have activated, or have caused your system to react, so you'll get a reading on everything. Whereas actually, it's only two or three that are triggering this whole thing.
That's it. But the trouble is, you may have to take 50 tests to find out which it is.
40.
40.
They start right, the nurse starts right here with a little needle.
Yeah.
She gives you a little shot of one, and then she moves up a half inch and gives the next one. She comes out over here.
Yeah. But, well, I was just guessing, but then I know there's lots of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just under the skin. I've known some young fellows 12, 13 years old that have done it. If they can do it, I sure can.
I would say so.
I'm willing.
You better try, huh?
Do you have any special term for a group of trees in open country?
We call it a grove.
Uh-huh. And how about a place where you got a lot of thick brush?
Thicket? Uh-huh. You call that?